Okay, then that makes me feel better, because this one just came out, I think, what, this year? End of last year? Recently. And the main reason I'm considering putting it in the truck is the black screen. I love that inverted monochrome display. That was my only complaint about the 5100. It was black text on a white background, and I wanted it the other way around because it was so damn hard to see. And obviously, I don't care for the 500. So from what I've concluded here, the 500 doesn't like cold weather. So if it's on my desk, I, in theory, should not have any problems with it. And then ICOM radios are great radios. So if that's in the truck, problem solved.
Yeah, you know, like I think I've told you before, the only problem with this radio that you're going to find is that it is not programmable via the SD card like the 5100 is. This, you got to get a cable to program it.